Oh, quickly as well, I've got a cough. So if you hear me coughing, that'd be why. And I apologize.
Okay. Hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is the usual warning. There will be some strong language. If you're okay with that, let's jump in. This is the final of the World Cup. Not today. Semi-final of the World Cup?
It's the pre-show for the World Cup.
Wait, are we like the official pre-show? Not the official pre-show.
Yeah, why not? I've got something to say.
Fucking good job, innit? That's why we're on a podcast.
I didn't want to win this World Cup anyway.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel? Hey, fuck you, France. Fuck you. I didn't want to win it anyway. So there we go.
How do you know what I'm going to put out there? I think we probably played our best against France have we had through the whole tournament, and for probably since Euros, if not before Euros, I think we played the best we've had in a long time. A few little errors cost us, and fucking terrible, terrible refereeing.
I'm glad you stuck that one on the end. Probably the best we've played underneath Southgate, to be totally honest. Who would have thought, hey? Not playing seven defenders means you play attacking football. I really need to get off that point because it fucking breaks me. But genuinely, mate, I thought we outplayed France. I thought we smashed it out of them. Handled most of their pressure pretty well for the most part. The goal we conceded, it was fucking... Pickford should have stopped it. But I mean, like, the argument you'd say is, like, it does come through a bunch of bodies, but, like... If he had arms that stretched out higher than his fucking chest, he'd have got to it. I mean, the goal went in, and then obviously we had a few Liverpool lads in our group, like, so fucking they started giving Isaac a load of shit, obviously Everton fan. And he was like, it came through loads of bodies. He never fucking saw it. And then you saw the replay again, and it dribbles past him. And I just turned to Isaac with like the sideways look, and Isaac just quietly said to me, yeah, he probably should have stopped that.
Yeah, no, whoever you support, you need to fucking own up sometimes. And
it was poor.
Pickford wasn't great then. But, I feel like we kept him quite... Second half, especially.
We were the better team by a fucking long shot, mate.
Yeah. I feel like the ref lost the fucking game within the first fucking 10 minutes. There could have been yellow cards on both sides within the first fucking 10.
Fucking, no, forget all that, mate. Generally, I'm starting to think the French officials, not French officials, the officials, want the French to get to the final. I don't know if they're like a sexy team, that they want to get to the final, but there was some horrendous decisions in our game. There were some horrendous decisions in the fucking Morocco game. Yeah. Have you seen that Morocco are now coming out as the sorest losers of all time, and they're contacting FIFA to have a rematch
for
the
semi
final? Yeah, genuine. It's bad, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
Moroccan version of the FA have contacted them, said they want a rematch for the semi finals.
I mean, can we get a rematch for the quarterfinals then?
Well, as soon as I read it, I thought to myself, I was like, Morocco, you can shut the fuck up. I was like, if there's anyone having a fucking rematch, mate, it's fucking us, because we got our pantaloons ripped down. I was like, I'm not fucking having this. You can shut the fuck up. No way, mate.
It was fucking crazy. I feel actually like, yeah. Do you know what? I wouldn't be fucking surprised if it comes out in fucking FIFA papers soon, or like in fucking 5 years' time or 6 years' time, when they're like, yeah, do you know what? We actually told the refs to try and make it more of like, because let's face it, Argentina and fucking France, it's Messi.
Yeah.
Fucking versus Mbappe. Sweet. All right, fine.
It's employee versus employer.
It writes the fucking thing, doesn't it? But then also, it's like Messi's last game in the World Cup, international. He's going to retire after this. Can he win the World Cup, the one he's never hit? And then it's like, can France do it for the second time since Brazil in fucking 102 BC? I don't know where the fuck it was.
Mate, there'll be a massive asterisk on it if France win. But like, mate, I'm sorry. I hate the idea of the Argentines winning it. I do, mate. I know I said from day one, either them or Brazil, but like the way they conducted themselves during the shootout in the Netherlands game, as soon as that happened, I was like, nah. I was like, I want you out. I fucking hated it.
That Netherlands game was a fucking dirty game as well.
It's probably the best game of the tournament, though, weren't it?
They were.
It was mad.
I mean, they were like, obviously, we've got to talk about the Croatia game as well, but the Netherlands, it got fucking heated. I was like, Jesus Christ. It was like Christ. A derby, innit? It was mad. It's crazy. And I don't know. I obviously got that little bit of bias because I got Martinez in goal for fucking
Emi
Villa.
Martinez, yeah.
And I wanted him to win it. And then basically Messi, as a thank you, comes to Villa for a season, teaches Jacob Ramsey.
Mate, he can't do it at Villa Park.
Oh, mate, he couldn't. There's no way he could do that at Villa Park. Because none of our fucking players could do it. So, but yeah, it's just fucking crazy. It's like, look, you would have put this one as probably the final going into it. But when Argentina lost to Saudi Arabia and we played better against France and kind of fucking, it was against the grain that they won. Good. I mean, they took their goals, right? And they did well for it, but fucking hell. We could have...
Mate, one thing I will say is, like, fucking, like, seeing the way we played and more so seeing players play confidently, it does give me a lot of hope for the next 4 to 5 years. I know I said it a few weeks ago, but like Spain are going to be quality as well in the next 4 or 5 years. They've got some fucking serious players. But yeah, like England are probably in the best state they've been since I can fucking remember, to be honest. Like going back to, say, Gerrard, Scholes, Lampard, like that kind of golden era where you couldn't fit two of the greatest centre-backs into the into the same fucking team. Yeah, mate, we had a weird interim, didn't we, between then and now. But we finally got a team now that fucking, like, players are all grafting for one another, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You saw it, and like, even, let's say, for example, if Bellingham doesn't go to Liverpool, which I fucking hope he doesn't, that passion between like Bellingham and Henderson, like screaming at each other. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking that just G'd everybody up, didn't it? Do you know what I mean? And fucking like there's a good energy in the camp, you know? And for a long time, we've all been watching England, waiting for them to play like good attacking football as opposed to five at the back with two defensive midfielders and waiting for our chances. Like we've had these players in the right positions, in attacking positions, I mean, for a very long time, and they haven't had a chance to get out and run at players. And these four games, we did exactly that. We ran at defences, we scared them, we hit them as hard as possible. And I feel fucked off that we're out, obviously, because of the way we went out. But at the same time, there's nothing but pride with this team. They were fucking quality. They just got stitched up on the day. Do you know what I mean? It was just...
I completely agree. I think Bellingham grew into the game more and more, it seemed. I thought he was a little bit quiet at the start. Henderson, I thought, had a really good game. Not even necessarily just from... Not attacking necessarily, but I don't think that's his game. I don't think that's his role. His defensive and kind of the leadership he showed, I think, with... He does that thing, doesn't he, when it's more and more common in the modern game where he kind of protects the penalty taker. Yeah. Stands next to him, kind of fucks off everyone, and stuff like that. And I think that really helps.
Would have been good for the second one, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, he just went off, didn't he, just before?
Yep. Great.
And I think that was actually probably needed by Kane as well, because you watch the replay of that, or when they're waiting around, Rice is having a fucking chat with Giroud, telling, oh yeah, it wasn't a dive, it was a push and shit like that. Fucking Mbappe and fucking Kyle Walker having a chat and this sort of stuff. And then Kane's just fucking stood there with the ball, getting surrounded by three players.
But then, to be honest though, mate, and this is where I don't have much sympathy for Kane. Like, a lot of people talking, saying, oh, you don't know what the fucking pressure's like, you know, fucking, the impression must have been fucking insane. And, oh, mate, I'm sure it was. I'm never going to be in a situation that is ever even fucking comparable to that. But in that sense, you need to be a man and you need to fucking say, this is too much. And, you know, the argument you'd make is he's probably taken thousands of penalties against Lloris in training. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, man, he's probably fucking double bluffed him. If, like, I usually go this way with him, or he knows that I love going top bracket or fucking whatever. He's obviously tried to cunt it into top bracket, hasn't he? He's put it fucking four countries over. But in that sense, you think about that. what an absolute fucking bluff if he fucking just turns around and just hands the ball to somebody else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking Lloris is suddenly just there like that. Like, whoa, what the fuck?
I think it probably is, like, he's got that second penalty in the game. He's like, all right, I've already put it to the left here. Where do I go now? Whereas instead of walking up and going, this is where I'm putting it.
Yeah.
He's now thinking, all right, so where the fuck do I put it? And the doubt isn't in anyone else's head. It's in his head because he's thinking it. And it's like anything. If you have to make a decision, then you can overthink and it's easy. And you go for the blast and you see what happens.
He was always going for the blast, though. He's always. Mate, 99 times out of 100, his penalties are fucking shit off. Yeah. And like, you put three keepers in the goal and they're not stopping them. You could even tell the keeper, I'm going to put it in that side. And he's still not fucking saving it. Like, his penalties are fucking second to none, but... There's, again, I'm not blaming Kane at all, like, because...
But you are. And
well, to be fair, that goal would have took him over Wazza's record, so I'm glad he missed.
Do you know what? I was actually watching it, and it went over, and because the final was the day before Emma's, my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to want to try and get out and fucking watch it. Or was the semi-final was on Wednesday, and I was like, oh, where am I going to watch it if they make it through? I'm fucking working. I might have to be down in Bristol and this sort of shit. Am I going to make it back? I'm on a pitch. Might overrun, all that sort of shit. And then went through, and I went, all right, sweet.
So my weekend's clear.
I don't have to worry about that shit. And Jason's going to be happy because Kane hasn't broken the record yet.
That was the only fucking silver lining, mate. You know me, I'll find a silver lining in anything. But... I would have loved for him to give that to someone else. That's hindsight, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? But it does take a special...
If you look at it, though, who's probably on the pitch at the time?
I can't remember.
I'm not sure who you give it to, because you got Pickford.
Declan Rice.
Yeah, Rice was still on there. Bellingham.
Yeah.
Kyle Walker, Stones was on there, I think. Maguire, Shaw, Henderson had come off.
Rashford didn't come on, did he? So
Rashford came on late, and Grealish...
Oh, yeah, for how long?
Oh, fuck no. Grealish fucking came on for even less time.
Yeah, there's no point playing him.
I mean, it's just... It's fucking pointless. On that, what do you think about the subs?
I don't... It's a difficult one because you're chasing the game at that point. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've fucking got 20 minutes to go, and, like, I don't think any subs he could have made would have been wrong. Do you know what I mean? You're chasing the game. You just got to throw the kitchen sink. The only thing I would say is that they came too late. Like, fucking, you're bringing players on. They didn't have time to impact the game. I mean, like, we had the ball in the last 10 minutes. We were fucking dicking around with it as if we were fucking 2-0 up. And, like, we weren't actually trying to fucking break the line. And we weren't trying to fucking... I mean, the last 2 minutes, fucking Shaw has the ball and he crosses it from 40, 50 yards away. And it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, we haven't found ourselves as a team in that position very often where our backs are against the ball and we need to rush a team. And, like, that's the only downside with this England squad is that we usually kill teams, don't we? And you don't really have the experience of chasing a game. So in that sense, I don't think any subs he could have made would have made that much of an impact because the team themselves weren't fucking pressing for it. They almost had no answers for it. I just thought a lot of the subs came too late for me. I mean, like, I'd have done it fucking maximum 55 minutes. Just fucking get it done. Just get them onto the pitch and give them some actual game time.
So I think the first sub was 79th minute or something.
Mate, the game's over by then, though.
Yeah, and you... I think it was anyway, but yeah, it that would have been Mount for Henderson.
Yeah, well.
No, I think Henderson coming off for a more attacking player is right.
Mount's not a more attacking player than Henderson, really.
I wouldn't have made it. Well, he is. He plays further up front, but I wouldn't have made
I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is he doesn't put goals or assists up, so fuck it. There's no point bringing that cunt on, is there?
Saka goes off for Sterling, which I don't think is the right sub. I didn't think that was the right sub at the time.
No, the argument you make is it's a like to like, and Sterling will run at defenders and he will scare them, and he's a different option to Saka, isn't he?
Yeah.
So,
but bring him on for Henderson, like I know.
Bring him on earlier. Give him chances to run at the players, because by the time you get the ball and the team are panicking, this is what I'm saying. Like, Shaw's got the ball 40, 50 yards out. you shouldn't be fucking crossing it. You should be giving it to the man ahead of you. You should be playing it inside. Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't be cutting it from 40 yards. And like, with 11 minutes to go, whatever it was, Sterling's got no time to run at players. Yeah. It's too late by then.
And then you have Rashford on 35th minute for Foden.
Yeah, fucking way too late.
And then Jack Grealish comes on for Stones for the 90th plus 8th minutes. Yeah, so he gets 2 minutes. And it's when you're talking about, yeah, let's get, we got people cutting it up like from 40 yards or whatever, to use your terminology. You need a player who's going to literally take the ball and run at a team and try and drag a team up. And when Grealish gets on, that's what he does. All right, he's never a starter for England, but he always makes something happen when he comes up. But what one thing that I find interesting with this as well, like he brought in Wilson and Maddison and they didn't even get a look in.
No.
Like Maddison didn't get a look in.
We knew that though.
For the whole fucking tournament. And like, I would be fucked off if I'm a Leicester fan or I'm a Newcastle fan. I'm a little bit fucked off that he's taken this player away from my team for fucking 5 weeks when basically you can have a little bit of a fucking mini preseason and not even bothered using it. I get it when players go, and I always, obviously players always want to go and represent their country. I would. But for a fucking manager to never even give him an opportunity, especially for those players who aren't young, it's not like when Walcott went to fucking wherever he was when he was 15, 16, and he was just there for the next one because he was going to be the next one.
I was about to play devil's advocate and say, like, the only thing you would say is it's a nice experience and like, it can ready them for the future. That there's no way Mount can keep starting for England and not doing anything on the pitch. It's fucking unacceptable. But Maddison should have had a lot more game time, and if Mount continues to do jack shit at Chelsea, and if Maddison keeps fucking doing bits at Leicester, I'm not being funny, there's no refuting the numbers. I mean, like,
it's but madness. Maddison's 26 as well, and fucking Wilson's over 30.
Wilson's for the experience, he's done and dusted, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? But for Maddison, I mean, like, if he, he's 26 now, right? So, Euros, he's 28 years old. Next World Cup, he's 30. Mm. Right, and that's probably going to be the end of his time, isn't it, with England? You got two tournaments there where if he keeps putting up decent numbers, fucking, he's going to be a shoo-in, isn't he? But it depends. Does he stay at Leicester? Does he move on? Will it be the right move for him? It depends where he goes. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the only devil's advocate I would play. Is like, it's a good team building experience for them to be there and be part of the setup.
Yeah, but by the way, I'm not talking like these are defenders where you want to have a set fucking defense. And look, obviously, you want to kind of play the same team to have that consistency as you go through the tournament. But for Maddison, who is probably the most informed out of him, Mount, whoever else is going to be playing in that position, to not even get a look.
The only one ahead of him would be Foden, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Or maybe, like, just to not even have a fucking sniff, not have fucking 5 minutes.
Don't get wrong, I'm not disagreeing with you. I was just playing devil's advocate. Yeah. If I was Maddison, if I was Wilson, I'd be fucked off. I'd be fucking pissed off. And more to the point, I'd be having a word with Gareth Southgate before I go out. Do you know what I mean? Like, but that's who I am. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm fucked off, I'll say something and I'll talk about it. These players might not, or they might have like a degree of respect where they don't have that pathway open to them. But man, I'm telling you now, before I'd be going home, I'd be fucking saying to Southgate, you fucking mugged me off here. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like you've taken the piss out of me.
Yeah.
And I'd be having a fucking serious conversation with the bloke, because For Maddison to go over, I mean, they said he wasn't fit at the start. All right, he missed, what, one game? Fucking Calvin Phillips wasn't fucking fit at all.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking, why'd you bother bringing him then?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking may as well just fucking left Maddison out.
And this is what I'm saying, like, you can probably hear my fucking baby crying in the background.
No, I cannot.
Yeah, I can. So it's coming through the headphones.
My baby is fucking flat out, mate. Absolutely fucking nailed. Sleeping on three books, by the way. Don't know how that's possible, but there we go. Yeah, go on.
she's just getting fucking loud as well. what was I saying? Oh, yeah, but the problem is...
What? I said I wasn't listening.
No. Nice, mate. Cheers. Appreciate it. But you are going to be fucked off. Like, when you come out of that situation, you're going to be fucked off yet again. And it doesn't... Like, how does it change? Like, Kane, a couple of times in these games, has not been great.
Kane wasn't good in any of the games. I'll argue with any Spurs fan. He was fucking poor in all four games. I mean, like, he scored two goals in the tournament. One of them was a penalty. And, mate, he was shit. Let's have it right. He was shit, mate. And like we said on the other fucking pod, when you were bumming Henderson wouldn't have had to run 40 yards if he had a number nine that fucking stayed in the number nine position and fucking got goals. Mate, I'm telling you, he's bollocks. He's fucking not having it, mate. Genuinely, I don't want him. I don't want him at number nine in the Euros. I don't know who we put there. I don't fucking care. I don't give a shit if we do a Spain and we fucking play without one and we play with a false nine and we just fucking let players go mad. Fucking mate, fuck playing. That's what we're doing at the minute. It's fucking, what's the point? Well, don't get me started on this cunt. You know, it fucking does my head in. But yeah.
But you don't, like, how do you build that next generation? How do you, I don't look at that list and go, do you know what? We're holding on to stuff now. I know, all right, Trippier... It's great, but he played one game, I think. Started one game and then didn't get a sniff in again. But if he's not going to be starting, he's too old to just have on the fucking bench.
You need to pick integral players that you build the team around, don't you? I mean, like, this is what we were saying last week regarding Bellingham. So you take Bellingham again for England. You could comfortably put Bellingham into that squad. Excuse me. And you can then build off Bellingham. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can fucking work with him. I don't know where you want to play him. But let's say, for example, you play in a 4-2-3-1 just because it's an easy setup. You can just ask Bellingham one-on-one and just say to him, where do you want to play in this team? Do you want to play 10? Do you want to sit fucking just behind the 10? Do you want to sit in a 2? Do you know what I mean? Like, and then say to him, right, who do you want to play with? And mate, just speak to the guy. That's the easiest way to fucking do it. But the problem is, you have to have faith in your manager. You have to have faith in your players. But more so, if that player or integral players get injured, it's a long way back then, isn't it? Because you're building your whole team around a few key players. So
Bellingham, Rice, Saka, Foden, probably their combined age comes to fucking 83 or something stupid. Like, they're all young lads. They're all like fucking 23.
I'd put Bellingham, Rice and Trent in the centre. That's what I would do going forward for the next 5 years.
There's got to be a reason why fucking Trent... No one playing Trent in the fucking centre. Like,
he hasn't proven that he can do it.
There's a lot of people who would go, me and you, you always fucking go on about this and I would play Trent not in his fucking right back position.
He's not a right back. I've said it for years. He's not a right back.
But there's got to be a reason why that no one on the fucking training pitch is looking at this and going, do you know what? Like because he isn't that great. I mean, he is fast going forward as well. I don't know if they're fucking saying that, but try and make him fucking into a winger a bit more then. Fucking out.
You could even go 4-3-3. So you could do your standard 4 at the back and then the 3 in the centre, you do a triangle with 1. As a sweeper, almost like a CDM. So you play 2 centre mids and then 1 as a CDM. So if you were to play Rice in CDM, you put Trent on the right centre mid and then Bellingham on left centre mid. So they play higher than Rice, if that makes sense. Then you've got a centre forward ahead of you and 2 wingers.
I think that's kind of what we're playing anyway, Will, a little bit more.
Those 3 in midfield need to be the future for England, don't it? I mean, like, there's not many other 3 that are going to.
I don't see Trent as that midfield, but.
Do you not?
No, I just don't. But, I mean...
He's not going to get game time further out, though, mate. Look at the players we got. You got Foden, Grealish, Rashford, Saka, Sterling.
Fuck them off, then.
Jowl them all out. Just Trent.
Just fuck Trent off. But what I'm saying is that there's 2 people there that need to be playing. We both agree with that, Rice and Bellingham. And they need to be, like, some of the first names on that team sheet.
Yeah.
Defence, Stones, but then we don't know who's going to be coming up soon. I mean...
I don't think he changes Maguire now. Maguire did have a good tournament, and as long as Stones is around, I think Maguire sits with him. I don't think he swaps those 2 at all. He silenced a lot of people, including me. He was fucking quality in those 4 games. Maguire? Yeah, very good.
Yeah, he was good. But he, but if he's not going to be getting game time going forward, he's got 2 years. And he's 29 now, so he's going to be in his 30s by the time it comes to next word. 32. Now, this is the time where we should not be looking for the next tournament. We should be looking for the next World Cup. We should be looking for two World Cups time to say, look, all right, in 8 years, Bellingham will be 27.
See, I think this team's got something in it, mate. I don't think we've missed the boat on this team. I mean, you could argue Euros, we came very, very close. This tournament, we could have got closer. I do think this team's got something.
No,
I
I'm
don't
not
think
saying
we should.
Yeah, but when we start looking at the bench, when we start looking at those other things, because like you said, we haven't got the game changers at the moment, right?
No.
But, and it is more difficult being an English player because you've got to really come into the Premier League to come up through. You come into the Premier League or you go to Dortmund and then come back to the Premier League a few years later for about fucking 100 mil. But like if we want to start looking at it, instead of having players like Sterling, Trippier, fucking Dyer, Cody, like let's start looking down, go, all right, do you know what, who is,
mate,
that next one?
We might have the game changers, but no one knows because they're never given time to fucking change games.
Yeah. So is this Southgate's time? Is this Southgate's time?
To leave?
Yeah. Apparently he's going to be talking to the FA in January.
Yeah, he'll talk all he wants.
Making a decision. Apparently he's come out and basically said, in the next, I don't want to be a year down the line and think, do you know what, I've made the wrong decision and put
fuck off
someone
then,
else's
really.
Project. Do you know what I mean? So that's the thing.
So for me, I'm caught in two areas. So I think he should be given the time because he has put this team together and he has done fairly well. Admittedly, he plays boring fucking shit defensive football in the Euros, right? We should have went further in this one. I think he should be given the time to succeed with it. The other part of that argument is sometimes it's the better the devil you know, isn't it? It's not, the grass isn't always greener. The argument you'd make in favour of Southgate is who else is realistically out there who's going to take over? Because I don't know about you, mate, but it's going to sound xenophobic now, but I don't want anyone managing England who isn't English. Just purely because you have a conflict of interest. Like Thierry Henry fucking helping manage the Belgium team. Comes up against France. You honestly telling me he's rooting for Belgium? Is it fuck, mate?
I think Sven Goran Eriksson was fucking pretty against whoever fucking he is.
Sweden?
Yeah, he's Swedish, ain't he?
You're struggling, aren't you? Fucking hell.
Yeah, geez Louise. What, usually? I'm struggling usually on these fucking podcasts as it is.
But what English options have you realistically got out there? You got Sean Dyche, haven't you? You got fucking big Sam Allardyce.
I think how...
That's about it.
I think Eddie would have made a fucking good option before he went to Newcastle.
Yeah, probably. But then... I think he's a good man manager, isn't he? Anyhow. Yeah. You can see what he did with Bournemouth. It is good.
I think the big thing
is... I don't
think
there are options there. And I think Southgate knows that more to the point. So I think he's playing this fucking stupid, oh, I'm going to leave. They'll give him a pay rise and he'll stay. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's a mute point. Like.
I think during the Euros, we had an easy run. And we struggled through some of those fucking games.
Yeah.
In this one, we had fucking Wales didn't put up anything. Fucking... Nope. USA didn't have a striker. I think that'll be different in 4 years' time, but at the moment they didn't have a fucking striker and they couldn't really do much. And we had Hiran, who I thought was going to be slightly better than they were. And then when we got through that, who did we even fucking play afterwards?
Hey?
Who did we play? Senegal. Yeah, and...
Senegal.
Senegal. And we did really fucking well against them, and then we played well. I don't know if they were a bit
but
shit.
Again, Senegal didn't have a striker, really. Yeah.
And then we came up against fucking France, who are, let's face it, probably one of the best two teams in the world.
But then we made them look average, though, mate.
Yeah, and we played well, but I just don't feel like he is the manager to... I'm not sure if he puts passion in these players. Do you know what I mean? He's built a really lovely...
He's a boring cunt, mate. You know what I mean? You fucking...
Like, he's built a really lovely fucking summer camp for them all. And they all seem to have fucking fun and they all get on. And I love that. And I think that's fucking great. And that's what you should want. But also at the same time, like...
They haven't gone
through the shit. So yeah. I remember watching a documentary about fucking cricket. Like, players... Yeah, I know. It was actually really interesting. I'll find
Back
it. But what it was basically about was about how England were shit for years and they never won the fucking Ashes. And then to win the Ashes, the coach came in and basically said, this is going to be fucking horrible. Took him over to Poland training in the fucking winter and they all hated him.
Mm.
It was like the army fucking training. It was hated. And they were fucking camping out in the snow. They didn't have fucking tents, all that sort of stuff. They were all getting ill and fucked and the ulcers on the fucking mouths and their fucking feet. They were ruined. But they came out of that and they were actually like had that mentality of like, it's us, we're a group. This is us. I will die for these guys by my side. And they've been through something. I don't feel like a lot of these players have that.
When was that? Just out of curiosity. Like timeline.
When I watched it, it was about 3 months ago. The timeline was, I think, like fucking early 2000s. It was before fucking Freddie Flintoff and that sort of shit, mate. So
there's a lot to be said for man management, right? And I don't think I'm a fucking professor of psychology at all. Far from it, right? But the best example I can give you, right, is
sorry, carry on.
Have you got all that?
Yeah.
The best example I can give you, right, is if I get an apprentice working with me, right, say, for example, I had a kid called Callum, right? If I mollycoddle Callum and if I cuddled him and fucking, you know, fucking kissed his ass and all that, right, Callum would automatically think, all right, well, I'm doing all right then. And he'd start tossing it off and do jack shit, right? So I used to treat Callum like shit. I used to fucking hammer him, give him fucking load of abuse, call him a cunt, whatever, right? And he would then, I'd get results out of Callum then because he'd want to prove me wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, you've met Jake, right? If I started calling Jake a cunt and started hammering Jake and giving him fucking abuse, right, he'd go home crying every single night. Do you know what I mean? Jake needs a fucking arm around the shoulder and he needs a bit of fucking love and he needs a bit of attention. That's not me saying fucking Jake's a pussy or Callum's fucking a mong or whatever, right? Fucking... It's managing people in different ways, isn't it? And I'm fucking, it's understanding that management. And like Alex Ferguson fucking was the master at that. Now, I'm not fucking sitting here saying that's like give Southgate 27 years to fucking get it right with England. But different players need to be managed in different ways. And I do think he's trying to do that with England. I think like, if you use that fucking, that same mentality, fucking, oh yeah, let's just send them to fucking Uganda and let them struggle for fucking for 3 weeks and put them through a battle-hardened fucking training camp and whip the fuck out of them. Like you said, a lot of these kids, they're fucking prima donnas. They've been treated like fucking superstars since they were 10 years old. They're going to fucking go in on themselves and then I don't think they will perform, mate. I think it goes completely the opposite way.
Yeah, but
you'd have the older generation... or the hard nuts of the group that would, but the Ponzi little ones, you might have to cut Ponzi, but fucking the softer ones, shall we say? Can you imagine Grealish struggling in that?
No, but way. I mean,
he's always out of primary. He's not doing it. He just fucking walked back to digs.
No, but I mean that example was just about the 2005 England cricket team, and it's a documentary called The Edge, currently available on BBC iPlayer.
Cricket shit, mate.
Mate, it was actually, do you know what? I don't really watch cricket, but it was actually a really good documentary. Anyway.
The fact that you've qualified it with, I don't really watch cricket, as opposed to, I don't watch cricket, says enough about
I'll
you.
I'll watch it
so
one day if
stop.
I can go there and get on the piss. I ain't sitting at home and fucking watching it.
I've got fucking a 20 crate of Frosters. Yeah, you know what I mean? Let's do this.
And it's sunny. Great, why not?
Yeah.
Cricket's the only, do you know what? The way my dad would describe cricket to our American mate, he basically said, cricket's a great game. You sit there when it's sunny, get pissed. Fall asleep, wake up, fuck all's changed.
Genuine. Boy, I hate that sport, man. I prefer darts to cricket. Genuine. And darts ain't even a sport. So there you go.
Do you know what? When Indy was born, I stayed up a lot late watching fucking darts. I went into it. I actually started when they... Was it like the Grand Prix or whatever?
No idea, mate.
Like,
no idea.
Anyway, when it was going on, I was like... Indy was asleep in my arms, so it was like ready for the handover for me to give it to her mum so she could do the fucking night. And I was just staying up and watching it for another couple of hours. I was just like,
she's got Indy on her arm. Watching it. You're not going to bed. I'm watching the end of this. Are you mad?
But... Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, some bloke with a fucking colourful mohawk.
Might have to jump up against... and chuck the suey out there.
But anyway, no, but I think.
We digress.
I think something needs to happen. If it is the modern version of army training and stuff like that, there needs to be something there which isn't just about having a joyous time together. You need to go, like, I feel like, I don't know if it's the games that they're playing, and I don't know if at the moment the fucking Nations Cup or whatever the fuck it's called,
Nations League,
is the right fucking thing, because now we're going to be playing against fucking Estonia and fucking...
I don't mind that. Batter a few teams. Sound. Get a confidence.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? It doesn't build anything, though. Like you said, we when we then come up against a fucking top nation, we're screwed. I don't know. I'm not sure if Southgate's the one to put a fucking rocket up their ass. I remember...
Let's pretend then that all the managers in the world are free agents. Every single manager is available. They have the experience they have now. There's a natural, they're just resetting it. Fucking new world order while England get their fucking first pick. What? Name me a few managers that you want in at England then that are going to take England forward.
Do you know what? I don't know. I don't know if I'm going, do you know what? This is it. This is the person. But to give you an
nice
ilk of the manager.
Answer.
I know, it's great, isn't it? To give you an ilk of the person I'd want, not necessarily tactics-wise, but how he...
You want a Jose, innit?
Not a Jose. More like a Fergie or something like that. Like, and a bit of arrogance about him. A bit of... Do you know what? When we walk into a room... Like,
people know who the fuck we are.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it's the same fucking thing, but Morocco's manager had 3 months with his team.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he came in. And because they are an underdog, because they never have... No fucking African team has got this far. You can ride that wave. You can, do you know what I mean? You can prove everyone wrong.
Norway did it before, didn't they? They just fucking... Just come out of nowhere.
And
did Norway or Iceland?
I mean?
It was Iceland, weren't it?
Iceland did it in fucking 2012 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then all their fucking football FAs basically...
Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. Oh.
Yeah. So, fuck it. But, yeah, it's just... I don't think you should be going, oh, yeah, this is the manager. I don't personally care where they're from in the world. I think if you're a professional footballer or a manager... You should be able to put your allegiances aside and fucking do it. But also at the same time, that's like saying someone is a Man City fan and they play for fucking Man U. Now, can they not put their best performance out? Because I always used to play better when I fucking played against my fucking mates from school when I played rugby.
Mate,
and I was playing against the people
for
I knew.
Me, mate, that is complete. It's two completely different fucking things. It's massively different, man.
So wait, you're going to set yourself up tactically when you go out? You're going to set yourself tactically up to fucking lose? Of course you're not.
Let's say I'm the manager of France, right? And we get drawn. We, being en français.
Bonsoir.
Yeah, bonsoir heart.
J'adore la discothèque. Yeah.
La petite cochon d'âne. Get drawn against England in the final, right? I'm telling you now, I'm putting out a weaker team.
Mbappe on the bench.
Telling you right now, Mbappe, I'm fucking sending him home. I'm going to serve him his dinner the night before, and it's full of laxatives, mate. Fucking Mbappe's not playing. Telling you now, mate. Fucking, I'm putting. I don't give two shit, mate. I'm English first. I'm English before my job. I don't give a fuck, mate. Fucking.
Maybe your job is an electrician.
No, I'm the fucking French manager here. Fucking. I'll turn Mbappe's lights out permanently. How's that sound? Fucking.
And you were like, I'm the French manager here.
Do you hear that? I'll put his lights out permanently. Don't worry about that. Right?
But you would, like, if you're in that, yeah, but you wouldn't take the fucking job.
No, I wouldn't. admittedly.
Exactly. So.
But the scenario you gave
a
me,
manager,
the scenario
for
you
example,
gave me was you wouldn't put that in front. But I'm telling you, I would.
No, but a football manager wouldn't put that in front because it's also their reputation. Like when they retire or whatever, they got to fucking be able to sit down and say, "I won the fucking World Cup.
I helped England win the World Cup.
I won the best fucking out there." It's the same way. And another fucking Villa example. And I know this is a much smaller fucking thing, but Dean Smith used to manage Brentford, right? Yeah. He came to fucking Villa later. His dad was a steward at fucking Villa. He went to Villa fucking all his life and stuff like that.
Completely different, though.
No. But they came there and they fucking whooped us every fucking time, Brentford.
Right.
But it just shows. Well, it doesn't just show, but it's that thing of like, look, he's like, yeah, it's great to play. It's great to fucking play against my team, but. I'm the manager first. Fucking fan second.
So,
and it would be the same.
Of
course it would.
To play on that then, right? Let's say I'm a manager, right? Sacked from the job, left my job, whatever, right? I'm out of a job. No money's coming in. Missus is a fucking superstar because obviously I'm with a fucking fit, hot Instagram model. Duh.
Well, nothing's changed on that front.
Yeah, but thank you. Right. Food needs to be put on the table. There's no fucking job offers coming in, right? Start of the season's coming up. All the teams have got their managers in place. Fucking preseason's fucking starting. There's no time for me to get a fucking preseason in with a team, even if I got fucking signed. The French national team fucking call me up.
Fucking hell, this is going on a bit, isn't it?
The French national team call me up and they say, Joe, you've got a job for you here. And I say, wee, get me in, let's go. Right? I'm taking the job because I need to put fucking food on the table for the kiddies. Right? So you there saying a minute ago you wouldn't take the job. That's not necessarily true. You there might be circumstances where you end up having to take the job because you have to take it. And then when I get to the final with them, I fucking poison Mbappe.
But you wouldn't, like, it's the same way. It's like Roy Keane is never going to fucking manage England, right? He wouldn't.
No, Roy Keane wouldn't, but that's because I don't think he'll manage ever again, to be honest.
No, but like, all right, so for example, he was the assistant manager at Ireland. Yeah. And Martin O'Neill.
Yeah.
And he was a bit shit, but they were there. He everyone knows, like, you can put the feelers out and know who you could get and who you can't get.
Yeah.
Right?
So on that same note then, you've chosen someone with very strong morals and who you know will not manage England. The point I'm making is there are some people that will take the job. And
yeah,
if they get drawn
for example,
against them, they're going to... Oh, mate.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. You wouldn't in that fucking... All right, so for example, fucking Bielsa. All right? He's a legend.
Is he?
In fucking Argentina or whatever, right. Would he come to England? Would you have him at England?
Would I have him at England?
Yeah.
So, earlier, right...
Maybe not now, but like fucking 10 years ago.
I want an England manager to be English, right? I've never had a problem with Capello, never had a problem with Eriksen, never had a problem with anyone being the English manager. That's fine.
These guys coming over here taking our English manager's jobs.
Brexit means Brexit. I've never had a problem with a separate nationality managing the England team. I want England to stay England because I believe that there is bias in. Would I take Bielsa at England? Probably not, looking at the fucking shitstorm that he caused at friggin' Leeds. Right? But if he was the best man for the job, yeah, absolutely. If we got drawn against Argentina, do I trust him to put a fucking strong team out? No, I fucking don't.
But they do. I mean, fucking, what's his name? Literally talked about it. Fucking Sven put out a strong team. We played Sweden when we had it.
When have Sweden ever been a realistic threat? Can you be fucking serious for 5 seconds?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, he didn't drop everyone. He didn't play fucking 10-year-olds.
Because
like,
he you put could out play 10-year-olds against Sweden, they still get whack 5-0. You're fucking not being realistic, mate.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
I get what you're saying, but I think you're being quite naive. But... I'll tell you what, right?
I'm not. I think you're judging people off your standard.
Yeah, I am absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
And people aren't always on that standard, especially.
I think you are as well. I sit there saying, well, you wouldn't take the job. It was like, yeah, but fucking, like, you would.
Yeah, but football managers, right, are a different fucking ilk. They're the same people who, like, what's his name? Fucking Carragher, who's a fucking Everton fan, will play for fucking Liverpool for all his life.
Scouse, non-English.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? He'll play for Liverpool all his life. These are people who used to not playing for the fucking their team or whatever, or but, or having that ilk. But, the but same people who will play for
yeah, go on
for Ireland,
right?
For all their fucking youth career or whatever,
yeah.
And then not get to England and fucking go like Zaha, for example. I know what you're saying. Oh, he didn't get into England, so he went to fucking blah blah blah, right? And he took the job because he wasn't going to get in the England setup.
Yeah.
But he is a professional footballer. He's used to fucking playing in the fucking teams where, do you know what I mean? You get a move without you fucking having the option for that. Like, your allegiances are different. When you get to that level, I feel, is that your allegiances.
So going back to the Carragher situation you said a minute ago, right? Let's say, let's just, for argument's sake, let's say Carragher got offered a contract with Liverpool when he was 14, right? Go for the youth system, YTS, whatever, at 14 years old, if Liverpool are the only option on the table for him and he's an Everton fan, do you think he's turning down Liverpool at 14 years old to become a professional footballer?
No. But he's also... But, all right, for example...
The Everton thing's null and void because it's the difference between being a fucking professional footballer or being a car salesman.
No, but... All right, so for example, don't imagine the Man City of when we were 14.
Yeah, just stop talking about Man City because they break me.
Yeah, but if you had the option for fucking playing for whatever, Luton Town or fucking Man City, or not Luton Town, say fucking, I don't know.
Are we talking about the Man City of today?
Man City of today.
Yeah.
You get to play for the best team in the fucking league.
Or Luton. I'm going to Man City.
No, or fucking, I don't know, Newcastle of last year. Yeah, so you're in a relegation zone and stuff like that. You're going to Man City, ain't you? But also, you're going to have to fucking pay your fucking heart out for that.
Man City's United. A bad example, though, because if you choose a Man City of today, right, the only reason I'd say not to Man City is because, realistically, I'm not going to play football. Like
yeah, I'm saying you're
am I mustard?
You're the quality of what you were 5 years ago.
I'm not Calvin Phillips. I'm a player, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to Man City, though.
You're you 5 years ago, mate.
Eh?
You're you of 5 years ago.
Fucking hell. I reckon I'm going Man City.
You would?
Yeah.
But
if Man City get drawn against Man United in the Champions League final, mate, I'm cutting it straight in the back of my own net.
But you would know.
I'm
like, you would
it straight
be
in the back
right?
of my own net and I'm going to celebrate with fucking with Wazza. 100%. I'm not even having it, mate. It's bollocks.
But you got your teammates there, right? Like, you got your teammates.
Spot my teammates,
you got your little
mate.
Fucking situation.
Yeah, I hear till I die.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you what, right? So, are we still going out on the 27th for a few beers? Do a bit of day drinking?
Yeah, day drinking.
It's in my calendar, so the correct answer is yes. All right, so...
Do you know what we need to stop doing is discussing all our plans on this pod? Because if anyone ever listens to it, they can just rob us both clean. Like,
I said this to you about fucking going away. I was like, stop telling everyone I'm going on holiday, you little prick. So on the 26th, when we go out with the other two fat boys, I reckon we need to construct a sentence, right, that doesn't lean people into an answer. But it needs to be structured somewhere along the lines of, if you were the manager of France and you got drawn England in the final, are you putting out a strong team or are you throwing the game for England to win the final? You
are
can structure
you
that sentence
Jason?
However you want. But we need, and I reckon we just go and ask a bunch of fucking lads all night and we keep a tally.
All right, yeah. So, but also... It's always going to be that thing of, oh no, yeah, I'll throw it, like, do you know what I mean? Because
I don't know.
It's lads being a bit pissed and stuff.
I think if a group of lads come to me and you in a bar and pose that question, I reckon both of us have got strong enough opinions that we would say them rather than be swayed by who's asking us.
So I'm putting it out there as well.
And then I'd fucking punch you and throw you in the bin for telling lies, saying that you'd fucking put a strong team out.
Last time England played Sweden.
Yeah, go on.
With Sven Göran Eriksson. We drew 2-2.
Yeah, exactly. And it was playing then. This is my fucking old point. Put Theo Walcott up front, I bet you. And Peter Crouch. Boshed it. Yeah, well then. Strong team.
So he had Wayne Rooney on, Rio Ferdinand, John Terry, Frank Lampard. God, it was a fucking good team, wasn't it?
It wasn't. It was good
Frank
players.
Lampard, Carragher, Hargreaves.
There you go.
Owen came off for Peter Crouch to come on. Joe Cole, player. David Beckham, Ashley Cole.
So it is a good team. It was in goal.
Yeah, so he weren't fucking about
it.
It was in goal. He had Paul Robinson. But to be fair, on the bench...
Vindication!
Yeah, but to be fair...
Vindication!
On the bench, he had David James. The bench. And that had been at the end of David James's career.
Yeah, okay.
And Scott Carson.
So...
He was probably sitting on the bench at fucking Man City.
This chat we've just had. Oh, I'll put all these mint players out. Yeah, they'll be grand, right? I'll tell you what I'll do. The one position responsible for stopping the ball hitting the back of the net, I'll put a donkey in goal, and I'll put a donkey on the bench, and I'll put another donkey on the bench just in case he gets injured and we need to put...
Yeah, but let's face it, I think that was just our options at the time.
Okay.
Because that was the season...
I'm not fucking...
David James went from Man City to fucking Portsmouth.
Man City, the striker.
I remember that.
Someone edited that video, right, and slowed it down while he was walking towards the box and made the camera shake every time he hit the floor like a dinosaur hitting the... Oh, mate, it's so good.
And Paul Robinson was at Tottenham at the time. Before he went to Blackburn. Remember him at
he
Blackburn?
Was Tottenham's
he was actually
number
shit
one
on.
Back then.
So yeah. This is what I'm saying. So you're giving him shit.
Tottenham were not good, mate. Don't even go there.
And we were playing. Oh, Olaf Melberg, you fucking dreamboat. You said that at Villa at the time, then.
I'd say he's one of your favourites, isn't he?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic was on the bench and he didn't even come on.
Yeah.
Zlatan was on the bench and he didn't even come on at the time.
Because he knows he's playing against a shit England team.
When did they score? Oh, wait, to be fair, they scored in the 90th minute.
Yeah, so they kept us on the ropes for that long and then just fucking volleyed one in. Bosh. that just proves my point. Anyway, right, we're almost on an hour, so I'll wrap this, boy. On the 28th,
fucking
when
hell.
We go out drinking, we're posing questions to... And I'll tell you what, we won't even just go to randoms. We'll actually have a look around the bar, we'll scope it out and be like, right... I think he's going to be a credible source. Let's go and ask him. Do you know what I mean? Like, and mate, we're going to keep...
And they're going to be like, don't even like football, mate.
Watch football.
Watch football. Still works in rugby, mate. It's France, fucking England, you tit.
Yeah.
We'll have to not do France.
It is still applicable, so whatever.
We'll have to not do France, though. We'll have to do someone else, because we literally just lost to the French.
Yeah, that'd be painful. We'll sort it out. Anyway.
We'll figure it out, mate.
Hey, complete side note, but I can't be fucked to wait till the end. When's Dan Walker got his fucking surgery? Is it this month or next month?
22nd.
Of this month?
This month.
Yeah. It's a horrible...
So no one rob his eyes because he's going to be sat inside
for
ages. That's
a horrible Christmas. That's perfect time to rob it. He can't walk. Just fucking take it right in front of him.
No, he's actually buzzing as well because he would have had to take more time off work, wouldn't he? He would have to rush back to work.
Yeah.
And he's self-employed and shit, so he's actually loving life. It's going to be over Christmas. He can actually have 2 weeks off his foot for a bit.
He was texting me and he was like, I am killing Forza. He was like, fucking hell, I haven't played this in ages. I was like, you've got a lot to do then, mate. That game's ram full of fucking shit, do you know what I mean? So what's he getting done? His ankle?
Yeah, he's got basically chopped ankles. And
so when's he available for beers then? 4-6 weeks?
End of January.
So I'll tell you now.
All right,
I'm working.
All right, let's just wrap this up quickly, and then we'll do
quick.
It. Hey guys, yeah. Thank you so much
for
listening.
I'm working on 28th.
Right. Thank you so much for listening. I've just turned Jason down the volume so I could do the outro. If you like what you're hearing, and got terrible taste. Thank you for making it this far. 5 stars. Share with your mates. Have a little comment. You know, usual helps us all out. Thank you. Bye. You could talk that.
You didn't turn me down at all, did you? You're a lying piece of shit.
Yeah, I did tell you that. Adios.